Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Dan Dooley.
My name's Shirley Kane and our charity is Edspace.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity started in memory of my brother Eddie, who tragically died by suicide in June 2024 at the age of 50 after battling with his mental health. Our purpose is to prevent other families go through the devastating life-changing experiences by letting people know that they don't have to struggle alone. We want to break down the social barriers and encourage people to talk openly on how they are truly feeling and seek help before reaching crisis point.
That is why we started our weekly peer-to-peer support groups for men and women over the age of 18. All the groups are run without any professionals, just normal people helping each other and supporting through lived experiences rather than a textbook. We have Ed's Man Club, which is on every Thursday in Douglas and Ramsey, and Women's Talk, which is on every Tuesday in Douglas and Ramsey as well. People come into the club and they sit in a circle. The men pass around a ball, the ladies pass around a cushion. They get asked 5 questions. First 3 questions are designed to get you to open up. Then we have peer-to-peer support. Then the men have tea and biscuits. The ladies have tea and cakes. Then after that, we have 2 more questions which are designed to put your head in a much better place before you leave again.
Tell us about your team.
We're fortunate to have an incredible team of over 50 dedicated volunteers. They each bring their own unique skills and talents, but above all, they share the most important quality, and that's empathy. If there was a qualification for compassion, every one of them would get an A star. From peer-to-peer support workers, fundraisers, and to pocket hug makers, all together we form a strong, caring community that makes everything we do possible.
Who is the charity for?
So the clubs are open to anyone over the age of 18, but the charity itself is for everyone. Changing the way we talk about mental health is something we can all take part in. Together we can help people feel more comfortable opening up about their feelings and work towards breaking the stigma that surrounds mental health.
Which other organisations do you work with?
The other charities we work with, we actually came together with a few charities for World Suicide Prevention Day, and we collaborated with quite a few charities and organisations such as Bereaved Survivors of Suicide, Samaritans, I'll Stand Up For Suicide, Cruise Bereavement, I'll Listen, Motivate, Manx Pact and Public Health.
What are your main goals?
Our main goal is to make sure everyone on this island knows that you don't have to face the dark days alone. There are people who care for you, and even when your brain is telling you that you are a burden, it's lying to you. The truth is, you matter. And we have your back until the brighter days return.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
In 2026, we'll be setting up new clubs in the south and the west of the island. So that means that every adult will have a weekly safe space to talk things out. We are full of ideas and we're not going anywhere.
The ultimate goal would be to be a part of a 24/7 mental health drop-in centre, a place with experts and peer groups where you can go and get help the minute you need it, where there's no waiting lists when things are getting tough for you. This is a huge job and we will need to team up with other organisations, so just watch this space.
How is the charity funded?
So our charity is funded through fundraising and donations. So soon we'll be offering businesses the opportunity to invite us into their premises to deliver talks and run peer circles with the staff in exchange for a donation. We have several exciting ideas in development and would love to collaborate with companies who are interested in supporting them. Using those businesses together, we can make a difference.
How can people support you?
People can support us in many ways by opening up and talking more honestly with each other about how they're truly feeling, or making a donation, or even purchasing simple essential items like shower gel, shampoo, deodorant or underwear for the personal toiletry bags we provide to Manannan Court. But above all, the most powerful thing you can do is help each other by letting someone know that they are not alone.
Where can people find out more?
People can go to our website, which is edspace.im, or they can find us on Facebook. We're under Edspace, Ed's Man Club and Women's Talk.
The charity of the week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.